The National Empowerment Fund is throwing a lifeline to two businesses drowning in the cost of rebuild and recovery after July's civil unrest. The organization has bandied with other agencies and the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition to provide financial assistance, having already approved 722 million rand in support. Phelisiwe Mthethwa, who's the CEO of the National Empowerment Fund, joins me now with more of the detail. Phelisiwe, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So you're sitting with all the contributions having been made with a 900 million rand kitty right at the top. How much of a bridge is needing to be extended beyond that which is already covered by business insurance?
Thank you, Alicia, for having me. Good afternoon. So, Alicia, what we're looking at is the shortfall, because some of the enterprises, even though they are covered by SASRIA, you'll find that there's always a shortfall. So the first component that we're looking at would be the shortfall. The second component would be those enterprises that are not covered by SASRIA. So we're looking at those two components. We haven't really come up with a number, okay? But all we know is that the extent of the damage is estimated at more than 20 billion rand. So that's what we're looking at, but a portion out of the 20 billion will be covered by SASRIA. So that is the first thing that we're looking at. Second thing, Alicia, that we're looking at is to say that it takes a bit of time for SASRIA to process, some of these applications and to make the final, the disbursement that they are required to be making to these enterprises. So we'll be coming in to provide bridging finance. So whilst these companies will be waiting for SASRIA to make that disbursement, so we want them to actually get on with the work to start with the actual reconstruction and the rebuild of these enterprises, because you'll remember that employees are sitting at home. We're already, hit by the pandemic, and then this situation has actually exacerbated, what we're grappling with as a country. So we just want to get them, back into full operation.
Absolutely. How do you earmark where and how these funds get deployed, Phelisiwe? Because one assumes that, the requirements for your general funding criteria has had to shift quite a bit.
Yes, so we have actually physically gone, to these affected areas. We were in areas here in Gauteng, in Alex, in Soweto. So we're talking to the property developers, because a lot of the tenants that we are going to be supporting are located within these malls. So we've been to KZN, all the different areas in KZN, to physically go and talk and have a discussion with the entrepreneurs that were affected.
Yeah, and what are some of the terms of lending that we're looking at here?
So firstly, the businesses, they have to be located in either KZN or Gauteng. However, if, let's say, there's a business, for instance, a business that was involved in the logistics company, you saw how the trucks were actually bent and damaged on the road, especially in areas like Moyo River. So you have to prove to us that you are in the logistics business, and whilst we're moving goods between one province and KZN or Gauteng, that your business was affected in that particular manner. And then they have to be in good standing with SARS, and they have to comply with all the relevant laws, of the country.
Financially speaking, Phelisiwe, though, how have you structured those lending terms? And, what kind of structure are we looking at as far as the financial contracts concerned?
Okay, so remember that there are different portions of funding that, I made reference to. So the DTIC money will actually go in as a loan, but the loan is actually given at 0%. So that is the DTIC portion. It would relate to the 650 million rand. The Solidarity Fund portion goes in as a grant portion. So we do it, if you look at the NEF funding portion and the Solidarity Fund, sometimes it's on a 50-50 or 70-30 basis, it goes up to 50%. So if you are looking at a loan, you know, let's say a company that requires 10 million rands for the actual rebuild, so it means out of the 10, 7 million rands from the ERF, which is the DTIC portion, will go in as a loan at a 0% interest rate, and the 30% will come in as a grant portion.
Okay, so supportive of this rebuild and recovery process, Bolisiwe, what mechanisms have you put in place to ensure that, you know, there's efficient use of funds here, that we're not looking at double dipping and corruption coming into play and plaguing this entire process?
So we're working very closely with other, you know, DFIs like the IDC and CIFA. So there is a lot of information sharing, but when the enterprises or entrepreneurs come to the NEF, they have to actually complete a form where they have to actually tell us whether they have actually applied for funding from other, you know, DFIs. So there are a lot of, you know, measures that we're now putting in place just to try and make sure that there are no fraudulent practices that will arise as a result of this.
As I said right at the top, you've got 722 million rand that's already been deployed. Retail has so far received bulk of this share. What have you made of the recovery process, you know, and once funds are deployed, how quickly businesses are in fact able to get back on their feet?
So the first thing we're looking at, obviously, because you have already correctly pointed out that the retail sector was the one of the sectors that was, you know, badly hit by the riots. So we have to make sure that we get the malls to be reconstructed quickly, because you can't get the tenants into the malls, inside the malls, if the malls are actually not, you know, being reconstructed as we speak. So this is our first point of call. But outside of the malls, there are a lot of other businesses that were not just, you know, located inside the malls. You have pharmacies, you know, that were also, you know, destroyed during the looting. So you have the logistics businesses. So it's much easier to actually rebuild or try and help a company that is within the logistics industry, because all we have to do is to make sure that we now get the trucks that we use our funds to actually get those trucks back into the businesses that we're looking at.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Bolisiwe, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Bolisiwe Mthethwa, who's the CEO of the National Empowerment Fund.